I had a sermon ready for today. It was about, you know, 7 pages, double-spaced, you know, all that. But I feel like I need to do something different, because I think that's the point of everything we're doing today. The service is different. We did something different before the service. We'll do something different at the end of the service. Something that kind of shakes us up a little bit and gets us to pay attention more to what it is that we're doing. The church has had this liturgy, and while many of us would probably like to say, well, we've done this liturgy before, like we know what to say, we know when to sit, stand, kneel, like the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
See, so you know these things, right? But the liturgy has actually changed a lot over the 2,000 odd years that we've been doing this. It changes because the needs change, the needs of the community, the focus, our understanding of God and our relationship with Jesus. You may recall services in using words that sounded more like they came from William Shakespeare in your liturgy. I mean, I do, but we hardly ever do that anymore. And in fact, the liturgy now can be done with all kinds of different languages and all sorts of different expressions for our understanding of God as we've continued to explore this relationship that we have with God. Change, they say, is the only constant. And the church is definitely constant. The foot washing that we do today is something you've probably all done since you were kids, yeah? Has it always been part of your general expression? Oh, okay, so no, so maybe not. And that's consistent. Because the foot washing service hasn't always been part of what we do on this day. Even though it's in the scripture, I mean, we know Jesus did this thing, it's described with enough detail, but it was sporadic at best and inconsistent at best in the churches. And in 698, in the Council of Toledo in Spain, this big church council, they decided that this was actually important enough to make it an official part of the liturgy. But even then, when all those bishops all got together and they decided a thing, still not everybody did it. The washing of the feet was something they did in monasteries or at cathedrals, but ordinary parishes and little communities like ours, they, maybe they did it, maybe they didn't. And so it changes. And I asked several people as we were getting closer to Holy Week, how do you do foot washing here? And I got different answers from different people. And I know you've done it differently from one year to the next. And that's good, because it means you're responding to the needs that are happening. We're going to do it today the way I think you did it last year. But I could be wrong. And that's okay. Remember during the pandemic, which wasn't that long ago, we did a lot of things differently because the needs of the community was different, right? We did hand washing, which actually predates the pandemic, but a lot of parishes started doing it then because there was a need. Some people feel like we get our hands much dirtier than our feet because our feet are encased in shoes almost all the time. So they don't really get that dirty, but we who work in the fields, the ministry fields, whether they're covered in dirt or covered in pavement, we get our hands dirty. And this is how we are in the world, is the hands of Christ. And so maybe it's the hands that need to be washed. So we do things a little bit differently. This service wasn't always called Maundy Thursday, and it isn't to this day. Some people call it Holy Thursday, or Sheer Thursday, Covenant Thursday. It all does the same thing, but different communities respond to this time together in different ways. And the church, bless her, bless us, we are responding to those needs. We make ourselves and our faith and our relationship with God available to people in the way that they need it. We couldn't get away with forcing anyone to do anything anymore these days. But that relationship where I ask you, how do you do Maundy Thursday? And you ask me, how do you want to do Maundy Thursday? means that we meet somewhere in the middle where there is the most meaning for all of us. We did a thing here just a few minutes ago downstairs. At 3 o'clock, we had this meal, which was kind of like a Seder, but it's not. It has a different thing that we do, and not every church does it. And this was imported from New Mexico, but I've seen it done in other places. Some churches don't do that at all. They come in for Monday, Thursday, and then that's it. But this community did a special thing. And it was a really holy time downstairs. It was a sacred conversation without words, where we shared our deepest humanity together with one another. And there was just a few little simple pieces of food, but I'm full. My spirit is full. My belly is full. But if you were to place that meal in front of somebody and say, that's dinner, they might walk away feeling like they need to go out for dessert. But no, what we did was special, and it was different, and it connected with the community that gathered in a special way. Later, we're going to take all the stuff off of there, the stripping of the altar. It's another innovation in the church. You don't often hear the word innovation and church used in the same sentence. But in this case, that's innovative to do that. It represents that stark desolation of Christ's death on the cross, the stripping away of dignity, of clothing, of tradition, of fellowship and humanity. And so we'll take everything off of that area, and we'll move into a visual understanding of why today is different than any other day, and why doing these things like washing feet and stripping the altar and having an unusual meal together, all those things connect with others at a deep spiritual level. That is what the church is called to do. At the most fundamental thing, at the core of Jesus' teaching, to love one another by meeting people where they are and addressing the needs that they have, in whatever way that looks. For us, today, it's liturgy. But when we leave those doors, it may be something else. Maybe food ministry, or a feeding ministry, or a health ministry, or companionship ministry. Those are important things, and all of those meet people where they are, where their needs are, where we connect at that basic spiritual level. Now, we'll do the washing of the feet, but not everybody will do it. And no judgment if you choose to do it or not. It's entirely between you and God. You are still blessed. You are still beloved. You are still saved. But some people will do it, and some people won't. Because some people need that feature, and other people need a different feature. And today we have this sort of a la carte of lots of different ways to meet God, through beautiful music, through shared prayers, through food activities, through the commencement of moving into nothingness. Where do you have a need that the church can meet you at? Where do you see needs in the world where you can enter into as a partner? That's what Monday Thursday is all about, because all of those things are different ways that we show love for one another. And as we learn in the gospel, they will know us because of the way we show love for our neighbors. And that's the good news.